It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey. Hi there, and welcome. Welcome to the show, the Dr. Tanji Show, that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's really designed with you in mind. It's a show to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that is packed with lots of good advice, I believe. And we show you a way to bring kingdom principles, and we'll get into that on the show later, to have those in your life. And this is a show that I really would not like to do without my co-host Niles, and KJ, of course, is absent today, but I've got my guy Niles hanging out with me, and we're going to do this thing, right?
Surprise! You thought I wasn't there.
Niles, we've got a special guest that's going to be here at the bottom of the hour, and this gentleman is just moving and shaking in the marketplace, and I think those who are engaged with us today will be in for a wonderful treat. But before all of that goodness, Niles, what's been up? We're going to get into the principal and all of that good stuff. Man, we haven't seen each other in how long now?
it's been a few weeks, maybe about 2-3 weeks.
Gosh. So with that sabbatical, what's been going on with you, Guy?
Creating, working on a lot of music, working on a play, working on a short film. Auditioning. I was in the hospital for a little bit, but yeah, I've just really been creating and allowing God to use me and listen even when I'm hard-headed. So I've been listening and just really trying to expand and embrace, because I've realized something.
What's that?
We are almost halfway through 2021. Time flies. Next week is Christmas. We need to get it together. Okay?
Right?
We got things to do before the year is complete.
That's right. So you hear this urgency that I've got here, right? I'm trying to contain myself, but I was away and I had an opportunity to just kind of sit, reflect, think, write down some things about like you're doing. And I offered them to God, and I said, I don't want to waste any more time. So if this is not where you want me to be, would you please move this so I can get into where you would exactly have me to be? And I would really challenge anyone who's listening to the show, who's watching the show by way of either the LA Talk app or Facebook Live. Guys, I really want you to consider, like Niles said, we're almost halfway through the year. So we want to make sure that we're going back to the beginning when we wrote down things that we wanted to see in our lives, and those things that need to be moved or altered, do it, but keep moving, right?
Exactly. Continue to move.
You got to continue to move. All right. Here's what I want to discuss today, and it will be a discussion that will be the premise of the show, and what we'll do is we'll build upon that. And I've been asked this question. When you talk about the kingdom, are you talking the Jehovah Witness? Are you talking a religion that is mystified by dogmatic rules and things that we have to kind of adhere to before we can actually live the life that the great prophet and big brother and savior of the world talked about? And I said, no, that's not what we're talking about. When you think about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, as it relates to what our big brother taught us, the kingdom of God is a government, all right? It is an invisible government created by our daddy, and what he wants, the original intent, is to have his children occupy the earth, but not in a position where we're oppressed, depressed, and are not moving in the things that he would allow us to do. Mm-hmm. It's the colonization of his heavenly plan in the earth, and it has nothing to do with religion. And when I said that, Niles, back in 2015, can you imagine being ostracized?
I don't care.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Who cares? But for all practicality, it is, and you got to hear me when I say this, your ability to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, to replenish, and ultimately have dominion is all wrapped up in the kingdom, the set of principles. The kingdom of God is a government. It is our daddy saying, here, occupy the earth till I come. But the colonization is how heaven operates, is how you operate. Now, what does that mean? It does not mean, hear me when I say this, it does not mean that you are weak, you are timid, you are not expressive. That's not the kingdom of God. The principles that we follow here on the show and that others who have kind of joined along with us and was doing kingdom principles before I was even born, those folk that are grasping the kingdom, and these are people that I literally, Niles, have been able to talk to. Their lives have been changed in a way that is mind-blowing. When you can look at a circumstance that may be going on in your life and say, let's say, for instance, let's say you got some bills due. We'll keep it simple. So you got some bills due. This is an example on how you operate in the kingdom. Once upon a time, you'd probably celebrate what you didn't have to meet the obligations of that bill. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I gotta wait till this. Oh, all the kingdom principles that we learned, taken straight from the Bible, these principles teach us the power of life and death is in your tongue, right? So we're all in agreement. When you say what you don't have, example, I don't have enough to meet my obligations for my bills, you immediately receive what you don't have, which is you not having enough. The mindset of someone who says, I'm going to study these principles that are operating in an invisible government so that you can be seen while operating in the invisible government on the scene. Those principles say to us, I have more than enough. I have more than enough to meet my financial obligation. So now you immediately shift to, I have more than enough than telling what you don't have. And that's just how we do it. Again, an invisible government that God created for us, for them who believe, to operate here in the earth, do exactly what we're supposed to do, and he gets the glory behind that. Mm-hmm. That's the kingdom. But
that's the kingdom.
That's the kingdom. And what we'll do for the remainder of however long that we do it, we will always emphasize, it'll always be the premise of us saying what that principle is, how it relates to the kingdom, and how you can use that principle in your life. What say you, Niles? You use
kingdom principles. All right. So, one, I want to start with this question so we can clarify, so people don't have any questions.
Okay.
Where do we get these principles from? Now, that might be an easy answer, but some may not know. These principles do not come from self. Where do they come from, Tanya?
I'm glad you asked that question, Niall.
I'll be asking the questions.
This is my constitution. A lot of people know it as the Bible. Okay, this is my Bible. It is not a religious book. I'm so sorry if you think it is. You can go ahead and turn the TV off or turn the app off because I'm not going to agree with you as this being a religious book. It is a book of laws.
Yep.
It is a book of principles, but you ask me, where do we get them from, Niles? Mm-hmm, you got to study them bad boys.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm.
It is not a scripture. It is a scripture.
Yeah.
When we read the scripture, the principle is in there. The way we are going to carry out that which we read, that's called a principle. It's in there. I swear to you, it's in there. So that's where I got it from. And I also got principles from this book, The Richest Man in Babylon.
Babylon.
He took everything in here.
From there. You know what's interesting, though? I've been finding, like, when it comes to, like, Napoleon Hill and those, you know, those books that we look to when it comes to motivation, all those things derive from the Bible.
I know, right?
You know, it's like, it's nothing new. They just make it contemporary. All of that is in the Bible. All the stories, whether it be David, Solomon, and so on, all of that information is in the Bible, you know?
I know, right?
And it's interesting, you know, when you think about it, it's so simple before. That's the principles, instructions to live by in order to get to the other side, in order to get to God, you know? I know for me, when it comes to, you know, being a person of the kingdom, I have to be a person who's living in the kingdom. And for me, the kingdom is basically like that connection to God, that direct correlation to God. When it comes to this entertainment industry, when it comes to what you're doing, anything that you have to build from the scratch, anything that you have to build without, you know, any criteria or a rubric, you have to have a sense of direction. You have to have a sense of purpose. Where do you get that from? Not from self. You get that from God. So in order to get to where I am going to get to, I have to have that connection, that direct correlation to God, because he's ordering all the steps.
Absolutely.
You know, the things that we deal with on the road, you know, on that journey, God is there in our lives to help us through that journey. Because I know recently I've been dealing with, like, you know, doubt and just kind of feeling overwhelmed and feeling like maybe I'm not, like, on, you know, the right journey. Maybe I made a mistake. You know, maybe I'm pushing for something that, you know, may just be something that I want. But then there's always that centering, coming back to the center, that core, which is God. And then when you actually talk to him and have that open relationship with him, he kind of redirects you. He kind of reinvigorates you. He gives you that energy that you need to see the vision, you know, to see why you are doing what you're doing. So yeah, man, you have to be a kingdom person. You have to, because there's no way to really achieve success. Success is not just about money. You know, people can see success in you when they see the pouring out of God's gifts that he put in you. And then it's able to manifest in their lives in a way that makes their lives better. That's how you know it's God. Amen. You know, we're not talking about self. But yeah, man, I have to run to the kingdom, you know, each and every minute, because it's like I said, sometimes this journey is hunting.
Who you tell?
You know, and God. And when you're in connection to the kingdom and in connection to God, he gives you that food.
Yeah.
He gives you that nourishment. Yeah. He gives you that sight that you wouldn't have if it was just based on you. Right. You know? So, yeah. So the kingdom is real. And yeah.
You're giving me chill bumps. I'm excited. And for every listener and engager that is following along, to hear someone of Niles' caliber, let me give you just a little peek on this if you didn't know, and I'm sure you did, because he is an open book and he will tell you so. This gentleman came from corporate America. Now, anything that you know about corporate America, they've got a certain set of laws and disciplines that they follow. And Niles, how do I say this? Walmart had to believe in himself too. But the difference for those who are saying, well, I'm in corporate America and I want to get into entertainment, the difference is Niles knew that in order for me to be successful in this new, that I've gotta, he says it himself, gotta be God-centered. And then he allows the working of the Holy Spirit, and we'll get into him because he's the governor in the earth. We'll do that next time. But he allows him to have that conversation with him. So even if he or I get in the way, and I say get in the way, sometimes we have visions and we're like, oh my God, I need to get it now. When that vision probably is like 5 years out, he has enough wisdom to know, talking about Niles here, he has enough wisdom to know that I got to declare that I am dependent and not independent and try to do anything by myself. So I applaud you for that, Niles, because you really are an example of someone who really left. I mean, come on now. You left corporate America. You didn't come out here for, you didn't come out here for another job. You came out here because your gifts.
I came out here for the purpose.
Come on, man. You know? Come on.
Can I share something quickly, though, having to do with the kingdom and God? So I was listening to other people and listening to fear when it came to me sticking in corporate America and sticking to something that just seemed like, even when I tried to stay and I tried to force it, it was constant friction. It's like nothing really ever worked out. Like, I made money, but it was just so much emptiness and a lack of just fulfillment and depression. And I'm like, man, if you're not living in God's purpose, you're going to experience constant friction. Like, and it's always going to be boiling in your soul because you know deep down that your calling is elsewhere. But if you really were rooted in God, then the fear wouldn't be big enough than the movement. You moving your feet. You know what I'm saying? Because like every time I try to say, and people say like, oh, you're making great money, especially to be so young. Like, I would love to be in your position and don't leave, you know, like that. That dream that you have is on the other side. And every time I kept on listening to people and operated in fear, friction, friction, friction. So it wasn't until like I took that leap and I really held on to God, knowing that he would deliver me to a better place and things will work out. That's when things started getting better. That's when the financial piece started to coming together, because a lot of times when people leave something, they're like, okay, I have a consistent income every week. Yep. What's going to happen if I run away? And then, you know, God just started ordering things. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where, like, I'm, like, in the best position, you know, I've been in, even when I was making that money, you know, in corporate. There's been some peaks and valleys, I know. Especially, you know, last year with COVID. But, yeah, man, like, at this point, people say bet on yourself. But, no, I think it's about betting on God. You know, you have to bet on God every time, and then he blesses you in doing so, and you're able to bless people from there. It's not all about asking for blessings and, you know, God promised me this and that. Like, no.
Yep.
But I just want to share that quick story, because it was nothing but friction every time I listened to myself.
I'm so glad you shared that, seriously. And what I've got to applaud, honestly, with you, Niles, is that you really operate in transparency, openness, honesty, sincerity, and transparency. A lot of people would have so much pride to say something like, man, I had to make certain that, whatever, whatever. So thank you for that. And for whoever is listening, and I hope that you are paying attention and writing copious notes. Mm-hmm. This gentleman is a prime example of leaving everything you have to come out to get in purpose. And I am so glad that he did, because he wound up here. So we are blessed to have him. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to make certain that you are listening and being interactive with the show. So the number to reach, if you want to kind of, you know, ask a question or make a comment or what have you, 323-203-0815. The number again is 323-203-0815. And before we get into all things sponsorship, I want to kind of segue and say hello to my sister, Aletris Benton. Hey, baby. And I want to say hello to my cousin, Joetta. I'm going to say maiden name Jones. I know you're married, but I know Jones. And she's in, I think, North Carolina. She's in the Carolinas. Don't get me on that one. But thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the show. And I am excited for God, for what God is doing in your lives now.
Yep.
Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Cadkin of Publishing. Cadkin of Publishing is an entity that was started with you in mind to get your thoughts down on paper and to formulate a book, and you're leaving the next generation something tangible, and intellectual properties are there for 150 years. So what am I talking? That means that your book will go on and on and on. So think about exploring, getting your life or getting your circumstances or something that you've come through. Remember, put it in a book and be a blessing to someone else. That number is 470-534-2216. Again, that number, 470-534-2216. We got a wonderful copy editor, Bella, that is waiting on submissions. And should you want to reach her and just kind of toy around, mull around with what you're working on, her email is bella@cadkenpublishing.com. That's cadkenapublishing.com. Thank you, Cadkenna, for supporting us. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Niles because I'm a minute over. And Niles, what's going on?
Oh, worldview. A minute over. Okay, worldviews, things that are going on in the world. Okay, so we all know the situation with George Floyd, Derek Chauvin. He was sentenced, was it, I think, last week? They're asking for a retrial. Just like that, plain and simple. I don't feel like there is much else to be said about that. Then next we have, they are lifting COVID restrictions. Still be careful. I think it's still important to wear a mask. I did hear something the other day where they were saying like, oh, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask and so on. I would still, you know, maybe wear a mask or two every once in a while. Still be considerate and careful. Don't just go out all willy-nilly being crazy. Okay, still take precautions, you know. But I'm sure most of us are ready to get back in just, you know, into the swing of life, to be able to go to the parks and live, you know, freely and so on. And we're able to exist in different times. You know, it's interesting. Like, last year was a crazy year. A devastating year, uplifting year for, you know, many people. But think about how far we've come from COVID, this thing that just shook us all. It just, it kind of just came out of nowhere. And like, you didn't think that you would ever, you know, experience anything like that in your lifetime. But look at it. You know, we're still here. We're still pushing. And things are, you know, looking up and up. So just continue to live. You continue to live, and God will continue to move you from point A to point B. Next, we have COVID in India. For some reason, and they're trying to figure it out, there's been a shortage of, you know, things such as ventilators, oxygen tanks, and antiviral drugs, and even the vaccines. There's been a shortage out in India, and they're trying to figure out why. Because everybody knows there's a lot of people in India. But, you know, at this point, we're developing and things are kind of expanding and getting better for us. And the supplies are being flown out to India. But for some reason, there's that disconnection between the hospital and then the patient. I was reading earlier where they said that supplies set on a plane for a few days before being delivered to a hospital. Which is crazy because they had the supplies, it just wasn't delivered. It sat on a plane for days, and they had nurses and doctors calling saying like, hey, we need more inventory, we need more stuff. But for some reason, you know, there's that disconnection. Let's pray for India that everybody, you know, get treated, and things get better out there, man, because you know, it's just it's a tough situation when, you know, the sources are there. It's just not being distributed to the people, you know. So, you know, and then next, what do we have? Ooh, somebody just came out with a book recently. I'm trying to figure out who it is.
You know, I'm looking
trying to figure it out.
Normally, I have it right here on my person. I kid you not. But, you know, that person would be me. I've got my first book out, and I've got like 30, 35, 30, 35 more to write. That is Journaling with Dr. Tanji, Deciding to Move Forward. It's on Amazon, and we're working tirelessly to get it in independent bookstores and, of course, Barnes and Noble. So stay tuned for that. Now, talk to Tanji. I'm back. I am ready. This is every Monday, 7-ish. You can find me on Facebook Live. And it's just, oh, you got it. What? I love you, man.
Her book. I got support. I had the support. I had to run and get this.
Oh, my God. Yep. I got chill bumps. And you're saying, well, why are you so excited that now we've got the book? Because how can you walk together if you don't agree?
Yeah.
All right. I'll leave that to my scholars.
Yeah. See, kingdom people work together. That's what we do. Man. We work together and we support each other.
Wow. Yep. And one of the characteristics of a kingdom citizen is that there is no competition, because we are so busy trying to make certain that everybody gets to where they're going that our work is being taken care of. The fastest way to get to your purpose or your destination is help someone get to theirs. I'm a firm believer.
Yep.
And
amen.
So on Fridays at 6 o'clock, guys, we have a YouTube event that happens. And every Friday, 6 o'clock, we have past shows. And I went back and listened to a couple of shows from past time. And I'm like, oh, dear God. God, is that me? I sound horrible. But,
no.
Our guest for Friday is Dr. Aisha. I hope I hadn't butchered that name, but please join us on All Things YouTube channel at Dr. Tanji Show, and you can catch up on past shows. And once again, want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Kat Kenna Publishing, for taking care of us for the month of May. Again, they've got a wonderful copy editor there. You know, just explore putting your thoughts down on paper. It could be a poem. It could be whatever you feel like that body of work needs to be published and gotten out. They do all things marketing and social media. So you'll be in really good hands. The number to reach is 470-534-2216. Again, that number, 470-534-2216. Tell Bella Dr. Tanji sent you. All right.
I would like to add something quickly. I just want to congratulate you, Tanji. I know you mentioned the other day that you felt like you were kind of moving in a circle and moving in place, but this is a manifestation of that's not true. You had a book come out recently. You also had an article come out recently. You had a billboard and so on. So that's a testament of God working through you. This isn't about self-promotion. We try to stay away from self-promotion. This is about allowing God, you know, to use you so then you can be a blessing to the other people. Like, people can look at you, as we mentioned earlier, you know, little girls and boys, you know, can look up at your billboard and say, like, man, I can do that one day.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's
absolutely
beautiful. So I just want to congratulate you, and I wanted to let you know that you are not running in place. Everybody sees you running. Sometimes we get in our head, but just make sure that God is in your heart, and then everybody will see that you are living out your purpose and,
man,
you know,
come on,
activating God's meaning in your life. So,
thank you. Thank you so, so very much. I swear to you guys, I did not pay him to say that. I did not. Thank you, Niles. Thank you so very much. God, to God be the glory for that. I really do mean that. Thank you, sir. Wow. Yeah. I'm getting warm and fuzzy over here. But we've got a guest, Niles, that is, he was born in Redwood City, California. And this cat, this young man grew up playing ice hockey. And the story goes, as I read, that after a few concussions, you know what? He said, you know what? Acting is my thing. He's an honors graduate of 2020 from Pepperdine University. He has appeared in several bodies of work. As a matter of fact, the list called this gentleman a standout actor. He's He was in the 2018 Edinburgh Fringe Festival and has just gotten rave reviews from that. But you may know him as Steve Harrington on Netflix's Stranger Things, the drive-in into experience. He's none other than Nate. All right, I got this name. Bartashuk. Nate Bartashuk. Did I do it good, Nate?
Did we say it right? We said it right, right? There we go. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. Have a wonderful entrance. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Nate, I don't want to keep you to myself, but when I read stories of people that have a dream and they're not afraid to, like, live in that dream becomes that physical manifestation of the person's desire. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything but get excited for people like that, and I am so grateful to have you here. We are.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. How you doing, man? You having a good day?
Oh, it's a fabulous day.
Well, good, man. It's great to have you on the show.
Absolutely. Now, we asked this proverbial question on the show, how did you get here? All right. So that's taking any segment of your experience and telling people how you got here. Because we don't just wake up one day and we're on Netflix's Stranger Things, right? Mm-hmm. What? How did that happen, dear?
Well, an important clarification. You can't turn on your TV and see me on Netflix. I'm performing live downtown Los Angeles. But now that that's out of the way.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't want to get into any legal trouble.
Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, I'm kind of asking myself that question a little bit every day as well. You know, I graduated just about a year ago now from Pepperdine. And I graduated into the pandemic economy. So the first 4 months of my professional life was empty. I moved back home with mom and dad, and I knew that if I let myself fall off the wagon, I may never get back on it. Mm-hmm. So I gave myself, I was diligent in my schedule. And every day I knew there were the small steps that need to be taken to get to where I would like to be. So every day that meant checking audition listings, staying in contact with my peers. I write as well, so writing daily. And for a long time, it was 4 months of sending, not even hearing no, sending job applications and audition tapes off into the void and hearing nothing. And I look back on that now, coming towards the end of the run of this Stranger Things drive into experience, and thinking that 3 months into that, I was starting to get very disillusioned, and it was easy to believe that this is what the future just holds.
Wow. I've got to say thank you. Seriously, thank you for that kind of transparency that you're displaying, because some folk won't discuss that part of the success because that is part of success. They'll eliminate that because, hey, that was just something I dealt with in my private, but hey, this is what I'm doing. But for you to say, listen, for 4 months, oh my God, I'm sending things into this abyss, hoping that someone will pick it up. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That tells a lot about your character, sir.
Yep.
Very much.
Perseverance.
Yes.
Perseverance is needed.
Absolutely.
Necessary. Necessary. Absolutely. So what are you working on now, man?
Well, now, so we still have about a month left in Stranger Things. We perform now Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
So it used to be 5 days a week. Now it's 2 days a week. So I'm doing that still. And over the course of the past year as well, I wrote my first feature film. I had previously written plays. And earlier this year, that feature film was optioned for production. So it's not for certain going to production.
That's okay. That's good, though. That's good.
So if all goes well, hopefully by the end of this year, that will be on set for that. And I'm supposed to be acting in that as well, should that go to production. So I'm working on that and, you know, thinking about rewrites for that. And other than that, it's just pushing forward on writing the next script, sending out more auditions, and trying to strike a balance of looking ahead and taking care of what comes next whilst not neglecting the blessings that I have today. Because I need to remind myself, I remind myself every day that not in my wildest dreams would I be supporting myself in my own apartment solely through acting and writing less than a year after graduating with my theater.
Especially here in LA, Los Angeles. It's expensive, man.
Absolutely. That goes a long way. It does. Absolutely. I want to pick your brain a little bit here, Nate. You were open, honest, and sincere to tell us, listen, this is where I was. But for someone who may be toying with, if it doesn't happen right now, I'm just going to call it quits and I'm going to go back. They won't say I'm going back to what's comfortable, but I'm going to go back to what's familiar. Okay. What did you use as your, litmus test? Two questions. What did you use as your litmus test to know that I'm going to get through this? And then two, what was it that propelled you to say, not just to say, but to literally look back and see that you moved from where you were to where you wanted to be? So what was it about your litmus test, and what was it that moved you from that place to this place?
One thing that I try to do, that's an excellent question. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
One thing that I try to do in my work and in my life is treat everything with the same sense of importance. And what that means, what happens in practice then, is that you are no longer ambitious with your career. You're ambitious with the job at hand on that given day.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And when that happens, the day-to-day isn't stepping stones looking ahead to something else. It's every time that you get the invitation to audition for something, or every time you get a job interview, or when you get to take your dog on a walk. All of those little things are not a stepping stone to tomorrow, but that is something that you can invest in and be proud of in your work in that day.
Mm-hmm.
When you frame your mind in being ambitious with the job at hand and not with the career, it, for me at least, got easier to send off audition after audition after audition. Mm-hmm. The job of the artist is not the end result. It's the process of doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For sure.
I like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know, right? I'm writing these little tidbits of wisdom. Thank you.
Yeah, because most people run from the process.
Yep.
Because there's so much involved in the process and sometimes it's uncomfortable. As you mentioned, you know, submitting, you know, tons of auditions and maybe not hearing back. I know last year, you know, was trying for many people because the entertainment industry was closed down.
Right.
You know, so that's when you have to do like a lot of internal work. That's when you have to really look to God and ask those, you know, those questions and so on, because the answers to those questions, those answers help to push you through those tough times and journeys and so on. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Nate, I would ask you, Nate, because I like what you didn't say. I kind of specialize in that, all right? And okay. I was listening at what you didn't say, but you said it so loudly. There is a mind shift that happens where you had to say and to formulate that mind, that idea that I'm not going to use this, 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 and this as stepping stones. You were literally, I can tell you what you were doing. You were seizing the day. You were starting with the end in mind. You were looking at everything from a place of abundance in lieu of a place of lack. So you're using principles, honey, that are really made. I mean, you are going, that's why you can have a company like the LA Times or an entity like List say those wonderful accolades about you because of the discipline that you're using and you're doing it. What would you say, Nate, to someone who, let's say they're on the end of all things COVID, all right? Their family's safe. They made it through the darkest part. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. But somewhere along the line, they put down that desire, that dream of doing what you're doing, what Niles does in the entertainment sector. What would you say to that person that says, man, you don't even understand. I want it so bad, but I didn't know it would be like X, Y, Z. What would you say to that person?
That's a challenging thing to struggle with. And it's something that I don't know if I'll ever get away from that myself, but you have a love for the thing. And I think I'm probably repeating myself at this point, but it's in the process. And when you, like, for example, when I'm writing something, mm-hmm. you got to find ways that the thing itself can be an enjoyable process for you. I think that is a large part of being an artist and can probably apply to lots of different paths mm-hmm. as well, but that there's a sense of catharsis in it for me. That you can take and you should take your experiences in your day and put it into that. Mm-hmm. So that for me, when I'm acting, when I'm writing, it's personal to me and it feels like something that I'm sharing with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do that, it's not necessarily a job. It doesn't feel like work. And, you know, my dad, I think this is a saying that everyone has probably heard, but my dad always said it to me and it made a big impact in my life. And it's that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Ha. Yeah. Touche for your daddy, man. As I live by that principle, you're absolutely right. Because if you think about it, if you're working that job, right, they really can't afford to pay you your worth because you bring so much value to everything that you do, you know? Wow. Good, good, good. Going forward, pandemic, the restrictions, now we're in yellow tier as announced by Niles earlier. And now you've got some freedoms and some liberties to kind of move into some places. Will you take what you learned during COVID, pre-COVID, and use it for anything that you're doing now, moving forward? Or are you under ascribing to, you know what, those were lessons, I'm just going to go back and hit it hard? Are you going to take anything from before and during and expel it now?
Well, I think if there's one thing for certain that I will be taking with me from this during COVID, it's the chip on my shoulder.
Oh, wow.
And I don't mean that in any negative.
No, I know you don't. I'm listening.
But I don't think that I would have had a sense for how hard, how much you need to want you need to want the dream. I'm thankful that it was not given to me easily.
Oh,
because,
wow.
Because this industry, especially, things come and go, success comes and go. It won't always be there. The job won't always be there. Mm-hmm. And so thankfully I got to experience the nothingness of the industry early on. And when I had a little bit of a safety net still underneath me, and so I have it baked into me now, how to wake up and face a day where you have no structure that's strict in your day, you know, no meeting that you have to go to, no job that you need to clock into that day, and still find ways to be productive in that day and to still find ways to find self-fulfillment in those days. Because it's really easy to lose self-fulfillment in that vacuum as well.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Wow. I love that. So it sounds like, man, you've gotten life just really down to a science. And I'm not being facetious when I say that, a science that works. It can be replicated. It can be hypothesized. What you're doing, it works. It's working for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited I'm excited for everything that you apply your hands to. And how can people keep in contact with you, all things Nate Bartoshuk?
Well, for the time being, until June 5th, you can still catch me at the Stranger Things Drive-In to Experience as Steve Harrington in downtown Los Angeles. And other than that, if you can follow me most often. I'm posting updates to what I'm up to in career and in life on Instagram. My handle is my name, Nate. And hopefully that you can find that somewhere, because that's a tricky one to spell. But you can find me at Stranger Things. You can find me on Instagram with all my updates. And hopefully you'll find me on the silver screen in the future.
Oh, man. All right. Before you go, I've got to ask you to finish this sentence. I've never done this one before. Because you're not singing, I can't ask you to sing. But I can ask you to finish this sentence. No matter what happens in life, I am.
Enough?
Whoa. Amen. I like that. Enough.
That was simple.
I know, right? But no, it was simple but impactful. Because a lot of times you guys as entertainers and the ones that are coming into that space, unfortunately, you guys not because you're seasoned, but you'll find yourself comparing yourself with other people. Or maybe I should have been here at this time in my life, you know?
And you just got to get used to the fact that if you hear no, it's not because there's something wrong with you. It's because that there is a project and there's what you are, and what you are is perfect in that. And it's just a matter of finding the right marriage there.
Yeah,
there we
I
go.
Agree. I love that.
It's not that you aren't enough when you don't get the part.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. Because before we go, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I first get out of here, right? I have an MD degree, and I've practiced a little bit, but I don't practice anymore. I'm in the administration part of the medical world. And my love was, I'm going to be an actress, man. I'm going to get on out here and just do it. So here I am going to... I went to auditions and I turned in, I didn't do my reels because they said I couldn't slate really good in class. But anyway, I had so much fun being a background worker on our participant on Two Broke Girls and all the other little, well, big projects. But I said all that to say, doesn't it feel good, guys, when you can wake up, and you guys especially, and do exactly what you love doing and not what you have to do. Wow. Wow. Congratulations to your success. And before we go, I want to reiterate, the kingdom of God is an invisible government. It is not a religion. It is not. It is a systematic set of disciplines that we ascribe to and we live. We don't just say what we're doing. You'll see what we're doing because the proof is in the pudding. Thank you so, so very much for joining us today on the Dr. Tanji Show. Don't forget on Mondays, 7-ish, I'm your girl for all things Talk to Tanji. And Nate is gone, but I want to thank you, Nate, so, so very much for,
there
yep.
Go.
I want to thank you so much for being a guest on this show, for living life out loud.
Okay, so I'm going to finish that, okay? Thank you for living life out loud, man, and continuing to, you know, push through your journey and your path. It's not easy. I'm an artist as well, especially to be so young. Man, I continue to allow God to push and you know, navigate you through life. He's the ultimate source. But yeah, man, we appreciate you. We congratulate you. We're going to have to check out Stranger Things. And thank you, man. This was a great interview.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, absolutely. No technical difficulties, but we're here. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time on the Dr. Tanji Show. That's 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio. And catch your girl on LA, Facebook, Talk to Tanji, Mondays, 7-ish. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you, Niles.
Thank you.